Morning. My name is Simon Lopez, and, well, I was born and raised in Dundee, Illinois, my entire life. I have never really lived outside the state. I was raised as a Christian. Both my parents are. My mother was a Protestant, and my father is a Catholic. He's not exactly practicing the most, but when I was a child, I tried to do what was right. I, you know, read the Bible, follow the stories, tried to do what Jesus did. However, as I grew up, I very much slipped away into the world. I became a very sinful and selfish person who didn't really account for the needs or love of anybody else, and I lived purely for myself for many years. I had great amounts of pride and arrogance. However, I left everything I knew about Christ behind. Occasionally I went to a church, the UCC. However, it was not a true gospel preaching church. It was very much a church that preached things that only encouraged my sin. I was even confirmed there officially. And I was leading a very sinful and not holy life. Very much dead in my sin. There's no other way to put it. What began to show my need of Christ is the soul relationship I had and its subsequent complete collapse. Both of us did things we regretted, and she was an atheist. However, God, towards the end of it, began to pull me. My best friend at the time, as well, started experimenting with outright paganism, and that ended up destroying itself as well. I was very much in a dark place, and I eventually started to seek friends who were godly, and as they showed me what it really meant to be a follower of Christ, I started reading the Bible, and then God used that to continue to draw me to Him. All this occurred in about April 2021. I left an ungodly group of friends. I broke up with a girlfriend, and I truly repented of my sin and trusted in Christ for my salvation. God began to call me through a friend who was a true Christian, who I'd met online. He was from a family of non-believers. However, he came to Christ at a young age, and he really strengthened my faith. Having the ability to overcome a family who very much was persecuting him for his belief really helped me understand that I needed to strengthen myself and put my faith in Christ rather than myself. I'd been told Bible verses my entire life, yet I didn't really understand them until I just decided to reread the Bible, but actually reading it for Christ, not for myself. Started in Genesis, and reading Genesis 1:1 and the rest, it's how God created everything. It's really brought into context how, you know, you do not own yourself. You are indebted to Christ, and you are indebted to God, because all things come through Him. The more I came to Christ. That summer, everything I had built up came crashing down, and then God rebuilt me through that. I can't really place an exact date, but I trusted Christ as my Savior. And after I came to trust in Him as my Savior, my life slowly started turning around and was healthy. I was dead in my trespasses and sin, but God, who is rich in mercy, made me alive in Christ. That's Ephesians 2:2-4. After I came to Christ, I don't really know how to explain it. It feels like a complete 180. I had been suffering from depression, and now I just can't stop feeling happy. It's like depression in reverse, as I've come to call it. I have friends, Will, and as well as Shane. They have been great helps to me, and the first true people I can call in my life that are friends from God. They have strengthened me in ways I didn't even know I could be strengthened, and I am so glad that God has given them to me. It is one of the greatest blessings I could have ever asked for. I've overcome the addictions I was suffering from. I've overcome the depression, as I said, and I've overcome the ways I hurt other people that were just hurting me as well, and nobody was winning. I'm a hopeful citizen of heaven, the New Jerusalem. And now that I know Christ, I have a deep desire to learn the Word on a fundamental level. I've tried to read more slowly and deliberately. In the past, I'd read a book or two, but now I'm trying to really go through it and understand the Word as God has written it. And last, well, currently last, probably not forever, but is coming to this church. Will invited me, and I decided, why not? And it's been nothing but good. This has been the first true church that I've ever been to, and it is probably the greatest thing I could have ever asked for. I'm glad that here Christ is always the main topic of conversation. It's never anything political that does not come from a base of Christ, and that is something that I think we really need more of in this world. As I come for membership and baptism at Living Hope, I want to say for sure that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. He's taken me from the depths of sin and given me the promise of eternal life that nobody else can give. I'd like to close with some verses that have really come to encourage me over my time here, and that is in the John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. Without him, there was not anything that was made. In him, life, and the life that was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it, as well as Philippians 3:8-9. I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, and not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but which comes from faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. Thank you.